Hello, this is Tom Williams, and you are listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's review podcast. Here is my review of The Water Coolers. The Water Coolers, an office musical, created by Thomas Michael Allen and Sally Allen, directed by Kurt Johns and Linda Parsons, produced by Libby Adler Mages at the Lakeshore Theater. Water Coolers pokes fun at the modern workplace. The Water Coolers, an office musical, reminds one of the long-running I Love You, You're Perfect Now change, except that it is about getting through a work week at the office. This is a humorous, lightweight show filled with slickly polished scenes and tuneful songs that satirizes the trials, tribulations, and joys of office work. It is more of a review than a book musical. It deals with work life, children, husbands, wives, business travel, and our dependency on technology. Political correctness and obsession with Palm Pilot are highlighted, but no cheap shots are taken in this family-friendly show. This is a spoof of office work without being one of those attacks on the boss. In fact, bosses will enjoy this. The five characters are trying to deal with the stress of balancing work and family as they struggle to meet the deadlines for the presentation on Friday afternoon. Told through witty, funny, and cute songs, The Water Coolers is a treat for the 30-something set. This is a fine date show that zips along smoothly. Meet the five players. Frank, played by Adam Kozlowski, the guy who does the minimum and is a smart aleck, must be right all the time. He sings "Unless It's From Me" to indicate his ego. Brooke is played by Tempe Thomas, the youthful idealist with energy to burn and a winning smile. She lands "It's Me" with confidence. Steve, played by Matthew Amador, is the good-looking office stud who flaunts his beauty in "Hottie," a song of acceptance. Judy, played by Holly Strutter, the team leader and strong female whose ambition is stated nicely in her song, "One Rung at a Time." Glenn is played by Jason Bale. He's the IT guy who has trouble dealing with people. He lands his song, "The Great Pretender," with aplomb. Filled with clever Forbidden Broadway-style song parodies and bouncy original music, The Water Coolers is a funny and fulfilling night of entertainment. I especially like the paranoid chorus, where the players pondered what the boss really means. There's a rip on Oliver's "Who Will Buy," only they call it "Who Will Buy This Crap From My Kid's School," that was funny and clever and a great ensemble number. We hear parodies of songs such as "Manic Monday" by Prince, "In My Room" by Gary Usher and Brian Wilson, and "I've Gotta Be Me" by Walter Marx. These work to enrich the show with cuteness that conveyed a lighthearted take on life and the office. Tempe Thomas and Adam Kozlowski stand out with their energetic treatment of the material. The cast's singing is excellent, with fine harmonies and strong voices that allowed all the humor while landing the proper emotions in each song. Water Coolers, an office musical, is a pleasing show that relates well to modern corporate life. It appeals as a date show and one that your office entertainment committee needs to book. With such fine talent and clever material, The Water Coolers could have a long, successful run here in Chicago. Put a note in your office's suggestion box about having the entire office come and see this delightful show. My rating on this show, recommended. It is at the Lakeshore Theater, 3175 North Broadway, just south of Belmont Avenue on Broadway. The running time is 90 minutes with intermission. The phone number for tickets, 773-477-7666. That's 773-477-7666. This is Tom Williams saying, go see a play this week.